This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game, shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can be a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help you find options within your budget. Try it today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states. For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
Okay, let's begin.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
You can't win!
Playoff clinching scenarios, everybody. Ooh. Very simple. Kansas City Chiefs, what was the word that Adrian once told Rocky?
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Just win Sunday night, they clinch the AFC West.
You can't win!
Adrian had no confidence in Rocky, but that's a story.
Man,
for
she
another
hated Rocky so
day.
Much. That's so annoying.
Today's guests: Notre Dame head coach Marcus Freeman, Apple TV lead MLS analyst Taylor Twellman, Tennessee head coach Josh Heupel, and now it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show, live on the Roku Sports Channel, this Rich Eisen Show, terrestrial radio affiliate, Sirius XM, Odyssey, and more. We've got two college football playoff. We assume one of them is definitely that. Coaches on this program: Marcus Freeman of Notre Dame, currently seated sixth in the college football playoff standings. He will be joining us, currently slated to play the 11th seed. Who are they currently slated to play? Chris Brockman, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish in the college football playoffs. There we go. Alabama, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Three-loss Alabama.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
They've got them. And Josh Heupel of Tennessee, we'll find out, do they have orange and white checkerboard gas masks in case they win in Columbus, Ohio?
Wow. You definitely should find that
out.
Hey,
listen, you never know what's going to happen if you win there.
Stay ready so you don't got to get ready.
I'm just saying.
Wow.
Some of those kids want their gold pants. Oh. That's the way we're starting today's program.
What does that mean?
Those who beat Michigan at the Ohio State University get something called gold pants.
Oh.
And if they are gold pantsless, they might get a little upset if you try to plant the flag in the middle of their field.
Interesting.
Just giving you a heads up.
Thank you.
Those two guys are going to be on this program. Taylor Twellman, the lead analyst for MLS Season Pass on Apple TV, is coming in here in advance of the MLS Cup Final between the LA Galaxy and the New York Red Bulls, and he's bringing the MLS Cup with him.
Whoa. Ooh. Nice.
Which will be yet another trophy, championship trophy, to visit the Rich Eisen Show studio. We've had the Stanley Cup, the Lombardi Trophy has been here. We've had the championship trophy, the Larry O'Brien, the Larry OB for the NBA has been here. We once upon a time had the Commissioner's Trophy for Major League Baseball on a Rich Eisen Show set when we were in Kansas City years ago. Yeah, we've never really had it here. Yeah. We're having the MLS Cup here.
Nice.
Our director, John Monaco, will take a photograph with it, even though it could jinx the New York Red Bulls. Remember, John refused to take a photograph with the Stanley Cup because it could jinx the Rangers. He didn't take the photograph. And the Rangers lost.
See, what's that tell you?
Chris didn't take a picture with the Larry O'Brien Trophy, and Celtics won.
Thank you.
Or
justified.
Or your team would have won it anyway.
Justified.
And you could have a photograph with it, and you don't because of some silly superstition.
I mean, justified. He's got you there, Chris.
He doesn't have me. We don't know that.
Life's too short.
I didn't take it, and we won.
So one plus one equals two, boys.
Well, Chris,
I took a picture. Neither of my two teams won, so maybe there is something.
Yeah, stop taking pictures with trophies.
Or you take pictures with trophies you have. You can cherish the moment forever.
Rich, you've taken a picture with the Lombardi Trophy how many times?
It has nothing to do with anything.
That's so
rude. Has nothing to do with anything.
How many? Just how many times? Just guess.
Christopher.
Just guess.
At least 17.
Christopher.
Just guess.
This has nothing to do.
Just guess.
This also has nothing to do with my mother either, but the Jets have been cursed since I came out of the womb. Chris.
Just guess. Oh, you've taken pictures with Joe Namath, too.
Mm. I know.
Stop taking pictures.
Or I cherish those photographs.
Yeah, he's like Madonna. He cherishes the time.
Stupid way to start today's program.
I mean, you guys are idiots.
No, on this front, too. No, let's go down this road.
I'm not officially
saying hello to all of you.
No, I need. This is my one time I get
who
in the
these
first
people
17
are.
Minutes. Hey,
okay.
TJ Jefferson here.
Now, here's another thing. Why not? Let's start the program this way, too.
We're going to have a great day today.
You know what? I was thinking this during the Michigan-Ohio State game on Saturday.
What
which, by the way, in case you missed it,
what were you
Michigan won. With five losses and a walk-on quarterback. At any rate. At any rate.
By the way, that's the first time you've mentioned that particular part of the story.
No,
so
I've mentioned it on occasion. I've sprinkled it throughout. But I was talking to my buddy Jimmy, who was sitting next to me.
Jimmy.
Okay?
I don't even know Jimmy, but
nobody knows.
You'd like to know him. But anyway, long story short, as I'm sitting next to him third quarter, When things are going a little up and down, you know, like Michigan's throwing interceptions on the goal line, but Ohio State then returns the favor by running it on 3rd and 10. At any rate.
I'm assuming Jimmy went to Michigan?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm about to say.
Oh, yes.
I couldn't see you watching the game with him.
That's correct. But I'm talking to him and I'm saying, you know, this is part and parcel of the conversation I have with the guys all the time on the show. Would you rather, in a game where you're emotionally invested beyond your usual emotional investment, would you rather your team just get blown out?
Yes.
And you're not at all, in any way, shape, or form, left to have the ultimate
what if
gut punch letdown at the end?
Absolutely.
And I'm like, here, I'm living this moment right now because I'm thinking we've got a chance. Went into the game thinking the chance was a dumb and dumber chance. Had no idea the dumb and dumber were the people running the offense for the Ohio State Buckeyes. At any rate. And here I am living this moment. And I'm like, would I rather Michigan have just gotten the boat race, old school Urban Meyer, one game under Ryan Day that made him think he was going to hang 100 on us, even though he hasn't hung 100 on Michigan in four straight losses combined. Since, would I rather just get axed right here, or am I like The Shining, where I'm making the trip from Florida and going up this mountain in the snowcat just to finally get inside the Overlook Hotel, spoiler alert, and get an axe in the chest? Mm-hmm. Would I rather? And guess what?
Scatman Isaac.
I turned to Jimmy, and Jimmy is like, of course we want this. We want to be in it. You want to be in it. You want to have a game. You want to have a showing. You want to
show
up. No,
but that's not the argument. The argument is, do you want to be in it and then lose? No, that sucks.
Oh.
Because then you second guess everything the rest of your life.
But the reason why I'm telling you this story as well is we're in the middle of the third quarter here, and we both agreed, even if we lose this game, which middle of the third quarter, we were thinking at some point Ohio State was going to start throwing it to its receivers, you know, and march up and down the field and end this thing. We right then and there said, no, even if we take an axe in the chest at the end, we will take this. We will take this. We will take the fact that we're showing up and showing out in a rivalry game and making it tough.
I think that question is easier to answer
now that you've won.
When you're in the moment, though, like you were, it's easy for us to say what we would do when there's no game happening right now. But like you said, when you're in the moment and you're feeling it, that's the best way to answer it. So I figured I'd bring it up here
that I'm putting my money where my figurative mouth is, or my figurative money where my literal mouth is. And boy, is this mouth working.
Balls.
Oh, it's great.
How many more days of this?
361, I think. So, tonight, speaking of big-time football games involving big-time teams, and one of them from the state of Michigan, in Detroit, Michigan, this evening, on Thursday Night Football, is, in fact, the game of the week, and certainly in the NFC to date, game of the year. This is it for so many reasons. Certainly because we're not seeing the Lions take on the Eagles. And I know there may be, in the regular season, and I know there may be some Vikings fans saying, well, what about when the Vikings went into Green Bay and beat them back in week number 4? What about that one? Well, it was just a month into the season. What about, when Detroit went into Minnesota and won that game, with Minnesota suffering its first loss of the season in a game in which they were winning, but Detroit won it in the end? That was week 7. This is week 14, folks. And this is where rubber's meeting the road, because the Detroit Lions have won 10 in a row. And have, as the Niners have gotten completely banged up and are now in the position of needing to win out just to win their division and get back into the tournament to defend its NFC championship from last year. And certainly with the NFC North being the best division in football, and certainly with the Cowboys entering this week at 5-7, and the Eagles not having any competition within its division, and certainly the NFC North not putting forth a candidate to crash a party with any significance based on the way they're currently playing. The NFC North is where it's at in terms of heavyweights swinging at each other for the right to win the division. And if the Packers want to win this division, if the Packers have any designs of hosting a playoff game in Lambeau Field this year, tonight's the night to do it. If they lose, that ship sails. It's gone. They'll have to go on the road to start their playoff campaign and try and win 3 in a row to get to the Super Bowl. That's a fact coming off of tonight. They will have been swept by Detroit. Detroit will be 12-1. They will be 9-4. And they will be essentially getting set to go on the road to face either the winner of the NFC North or the NFC West. A winnable game in the wild card, certainly if it's a team that won and done the Cowboys last year from the 7 seed, from the depths of the 7 seed.
Is that less impressive now?
So, sure, they can do it. But tonight, for them to put their calling card on the table and say, we can win this division, we are 100% one of the overlooked. But not after tonight. And they went into Detroit last Thanksgiving and started that road to the playoffs last year. Can they do it tonight against a team that has not lost since they were 1-1 in a spot that will be in full froth this evening?
That's a good way to describe it.
That will have all day to drink the Motor City oil and get ready for tonight's game. And be there with a full complement of rest for both teams. They played on Thanksgiving. So this is awesome. I love this game every year on Thursday night. There is not a short week situation. They have both been off for the requisite regular amount of time. And for the Lions, this is a way for them to eliminate one of their stout division opponents, one of their ways to keep putting their calling card on the table to say, we are the inevitable team in the NFC. We are the best teams
in the NFL. We are Super Bowl bound. There's lots of games between now and then, but tonight is a night for them to put a calling card on the table and say it. And also, quiet any of the naysayers who have seen them throw five interceptions in Houston but still overcome it, to see them struggle in the second half against Chicago to close out that game and still win it, for them to, yes, boat race some competitors, but they're also AFC South, bottom of the division dwellers, for them to take those naysayers who may not have them atop their power rankings list anymore and tell them bad choice. Bad choice. And it's another way also, writ large, as they've got Buffalo coming in next week, another way for them to also stay a step forward of the team that a lot of people, including yours truly, put atop their power rankings in the Eagles. If they don't want to go to Philadelphia and they want Philadelphia to come to them, tonight is a night for them to put a calling card on the table and say, you're still getting on a plane, Saquon, as far as we're concerned. That's what's at stake tonight on Prime Video. And you could see that right here on the Roku portal, through your Roku portal. Fun stuff.
Yeah, really fun stuff. One of the matchups I'm looking at, so I was looking up right now, some team stats. Green Bay is fifth in total rushing yards. Detroit is fourth. Detroit is fifth in rush defense. What's going to give?
Dude, Detroit's defense, I believe Schefter Instagrammed this out today. Detroit's placed 13 players on its defense on injured reserve this year. 13. Including Aiden Hutchinson, as we all know, who was in line to start the season for a defensive player of the year candidacy. 13 defensive players placed on injured reserve this year on defense.
Yeah, and they're in the
really is impressive.
They're in the bottom third in passing yards allowed. So, you know, this could be a Jordan Love game. What receiver is going to have the game tonight for Green Bay? You know, it's kind of been a roulette, whether it's Watson one game, Reed one game. Is it a Wicks game? Who knows? But that's another thing to watch.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And again, that's on Prime Video tonight. And you could see that right here on Roku. Let's take a break. Marcus Freeman of Notre Dame Football will be joining us next on The Rich Eisen Show. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Very smart choice. Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle. You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better, because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Okay, everybody. Marcus Freeman of Notre Dame Football about to join us. The radio audience is going to join us in a little less than 2 minutes time, and that's when we'll bring him in. Mike Del Tufo, you are all ready.
Yes.
You're all ready. You have your hat.
Go Indy.
To show everybody that you're a Notre Dame fan and that you have been you went to Notre Dame and you remember walking around the campus.
I saw Montana play. 76.
When you were in school there?
No, that would be when my sister was in law school there.
Oh. Is that how so that's how you became
Notre Dame for my father, rest in peace, would live and die Notre Dame.
Yeah?
Every Saturday.
Every single Saturday.
It was insane.
Like Mo Green, you would be sitting
trips.
In his place and you'd turn the volume up so you wouldn't hear the conversation.
You didn't want to hear my dad. If Notre Dame was down, my father, stay away. Stay away.
Really?
But if they won, Dad, can I have a new car? No problem. Let's go. Like literally. He would be like, we'd go to we'd buy a new car.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. As you know, being a Michigan man, I have taught my children there are two teams we root for, Michigan and whoever's playing Ohio State. And so this week, though, as you know, Michigan and Notre Dame, we're kind of oil and water as well.
Yeah,
this week, though, against USC, I was feeling. Because USC, that we can find a common enemy. You know, the enemy of enemy is my friend, that sort of thing. Right? Yep. You appreciate that sort of conversation, don't you?
I absolutely do.
It's good to be in the Coliseum when Notre Dame wins.
And they look... Yeah. You know,
it's good to be in there.
They're getting ready for the college football playoffs. But again, you're perfect avatar for so many Notre Dame fans. Didn't go there, but have a rich family history.
It's my from New Jersey, New York. And my sister.
And this is
both
when
went there. Double domer.
Right. And
double domer.
Right. And growing up, when we grew up there, there was really Penn State. Some people were rooting for there. Not so much Rutgers, but Notre Dame is kind of like that.
I have no college team in football. I only have a Seton Hall at basketball.
There you go.
So I
but you have college though. You got that degree.
Yeah, but I have
you show off every day.
Go in deep.
All right, very good.
Attaboy, Mike.
There you go, Mike. Way to represent, sir. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Kind enough to stop by after his win here in Los Angeles or his team's win here in Los Angeles against USC and getting set to find out who they are playing in the college football playoffs. The head coach of Notre Dame football, Marcus Freeman. Good to see you, Coach. How are you, sir?
Doing great, Rich, man. Glad to be on the show.
I'm glad to have you here. So I'm seeing what's on your shirt right there? What do we got there? Play like a champion today. Okay.
Yeah, play like a champion today.
Fantastic. You are now fully, completely acclimated to the Notre Dame scene right now. And I'm just wondering how you are as a coach right now than the first minute you got that phone call to say, guess what? You're the coach of Notre Dame football, Marcus.
Yeah, there's no playbook to being the head coach of this place or probably in anywhere in the country. There's things that you have to learn through experience. And, I think I've learned many lessons and valuable lessons through these first three seasons. And I know I'll continue to learn more. The things you know now are way ahead of the things you knew when you first got the job. But, I think that's in any profession, man, a constant improvement, the constant learning that you get from those valuable lessons.
Well, what is the valuable lesson and the thing that you believe in improved at?
I think most importantly, it's the lessons you learn probably in the lowest times, right? Is winning gives you a great feeling, but the losses teach you so many more valuable lessons. And we all know if you lose too much, you ain't going to have a job. But, you know, the understanding that time heals everything. I've always said that here, you know, that's something that I learned early in my career. Time heals everything. But what you got to do is you have to fix your problems with urgency. And, I think I've learned that over 3 years. But even in this year, from week one to week two, you go from the highest of highs to the lowest of lows. And, it was a great lesson for me and everybody in this program that You have to respect your opponent. You have to prepare the right way and make sure mentally and physically, if you don't prepare the right way, you can lose to anybody, as we've learned the hard way. But I think the lessons that we learned after week two are ones that we have to continue to keep with us, and most importantly, how to handle success.
So how did you come out of the Northern Illinois game better, do you think, Coach?
Yeah, there's schematic things that you have to improve. And I think what happened probably more than anything is week one, some of the issues that we had were masked behind a big win over Texas A&M and kind of got exploited week two versus Northern Illinois. And so we had to fix some schematic things. But more than anything, I said there's a greater lesson to learn here. And that's the right way to handle success and the right way to prepare. And you could prepare physically for an opponent, but you have to prepare the right way mentally and understand that you can lose to anyone. And that's something I tell our team and myself all the time is don't ever think that you can't lose to anyone. And that's the approach that we have to have each week and, you know, continuously get better as we've done all season.
How has Riley Leonard helped in this regard, do you think, this year?
Yeah, Coach. I think number one, he's a unbelievable talent. I think he's a really, really good football player, a great leader, a great person. But I think what Riley has learned from week one to week two is, you know, there's nobody else that emulates the head coach of Notre Dame football than the starting quarterback of Notre Dame football. And he was at the highest of highs and the lowest of lows in 2 weeks. But I think he learned to block all that out, right? Is the praise, the criticism really doesn't matter to you going out there and doing your job. And you can't fear making a mistake. And I think that's where I've seen his biggest growth. And yes, the intentional meetings with Mike Denbrock, our offensive coordinator, make sure we're always on the same page. But there's a confidence you got to have as a quarterback that can be unshakable. And I've seen him grow in that area more than anything is that, you know what, what's the worst thing that happened? You could throw an interception. You know, I've heard him say all the time, like, you're the starting quarterback at Notre Dame. Embrace it, enjoy it, and let it fly.
Marcus Freeman here on the Rich Eisen Show, head coach of Notre Dame football. I know I'm about to traverse into the world of uncontrollables with a head coach of a football team. That's my wind up for this question. I know you can't control it, but you are a team that could make a case for a bye week in this college football playoff tournament. However, the circumstances of Notre Dame being an independent prevents you from doing that. Do you think your team is good enough top four right now to get a bye week if things were different, Coach?
Could we be ranked in top four? Absolutely. Do we deserve a bye week? I think there's some sacrifices that you make when you're an independent football program. And that's something we knew when this college football playoff format was created. And we understand it. So we got to have the right approach to this thing and saying, okay, week 13 is our bye week. We're currently on our bye week, right? And we got to make sure we recover, you know, really reload mentally and physically and get ready to prepare for an opponent starting Sunday. But, you know, there's sacrifices that you got to make, and this is one of those things. But we knew going into the season, if we were fortunate enough to make the playoffs, we have to utilize week 13 as our bye week.
Now, obviously, a home game is great, and your environment is second to none in college football. And obviously, whoever's going to come in, if it's Alabama or it could even be an in-state friend in Indiana that would be coming in, which would kind of be off the charts if that is actually a matchup. But that said, clearly a bye week would be the most preferred. Do you advocate internally for moving this program into a spot where this wouldn't be an issue, that you're not independent anymore? Do you have these conversations? Do you advocate
for that? I think our independence is one of our distinctions, and one of the things that makes this place unique is that, you know, we sell to our players, we sell to recruits that we play everywhere in the country. We play almost every conference in the country. We start out with the SEC, finish with the Big Ten and USC, played two games in New York this year, and obviously finished in LA. And so that's what makes us unique. You know, we're fortunate where we're not held back from making the playoffs. We got a great deal in terms of our TV deal with NBC. And so it's something that we understand has some negatives to it in terms of not making the playoffs and playing for a conference championship. But more than anything, it's something that we sell as a positive.
And then Marcus Freeman here from Notre Dame here on the Rich Eisen Show. And just I'd love to ask you about, you know, the way you go about your business and your schedule in this respect. How soon after beating USC did you turn to the signing period that you're in the middle of right now? I mean, how quickly did you have to reverse and your focus, Coach, on
that? I think this is a unique recruiting period where it's different than previous years, where right after the game of week 12, you can get on the road for about a week and a half and go see all your commits and, you know, do in-home visits. We knew this year was different. Right after week 12, it's dead. And so we had to make sure throughout the year, and specifically as we got closer to week 12, that all of our signees were ready to go. And so it's been set up. We've got a great recruiting department that's done a great job of making sure that all the questions, the logistical things were handled. But more than anything, it was a chance to just get out there, all the commits on a Zoom, and tell them how excited we are. But recruiting is something that goes on 365, you know, and we just had to make sure that, hey, everything was solid leading up to signing day.
Do you, as a head coach of Notre Dame with Independence, and obviously who you are and your school, what it represents, do you get kids demanding money of you, Coach?
I think that's the college football landscape. When you are recruiting some of the best players in the country, and you know you have some of the best players in the country on your team, they're going to get NIL money, and that's no different here at Notre Dame than anywhere else in the country.
So these are, I mean, how much of your job is lead negotiator, Coach?
Yeah, I kind of try to separate that side of things from really what my job is with the players and what my role is in their lives. And we have people that have those conversations. Obviously I'm involved, but I don't really have a lot of those direct conversations. It's almost, you can have a parallel to the NFL, is that, you know, you have a department, you have an athletic administration that handles a lot of those logistical, financial contract stuff. Yes, I'm involved, but I want to make sure my conversations with the players really don't involve that, unless they have to, right? If it comes to a point where I need to get involved with a conversation with a player and their family, I do.
Speaking of parallel to the NFL, I mean, your name gets mentioned every now and then, here and there, to get a call from an NFL team to see if you'd be interested in that. Do you hear this part of the conversation, Coach?
Yeah, it's been brought up in a couple of my press conferences. You know, I think more than anything, it's a reflection of, with team success comes individual success, right? I tell our players that all the time. Like, we have to be obsessed with team success. And with that will come some individual recognition. And I think that's a reflection of my situation, right, is that we're having success as a football program. So your name's going to be brought up for different opportunities. It's not something I've really spent any time thinking about. You know, obviously my focus right now is to get this team prepared for the playoffs. But again, it's an honor. But more than anything, it's a reminder to me that it's because of team success that we're having opportunities like this.
Now, you know, again, this is my first rodeo having a conversation with somebody like yourself who is very successful like yourself and has a lot of people who would like that success to come and be their coach. And in this conversation, asking you if you're interested then makes it seem like you're not interested about where you currently are and the success that you're having. But the issue is that I keep hearing and that I do talk about is that with the NIL and the portal and the lack of rules that would be, I guess, equitable to everybody and that everybody knows they have to follow, college football is still figuring that out. The NFL has that figured out and how it's much kind of easier to just go to the NFL, despite its cauldron of problems, than what you have to deal with. You know, let's beat USC. Let's now go and deal with a bunch of kids that might ask for money and then they might leave, or there's a portal and there's this, there's that. How do you feel about the differences there, Coach?
I think you've hit the nail on the head. There's some evolving things going on with college athletics that some higher ups are still trying to figure out and really get some rules and regulations around it. But I'm not looking for easy, right? I think the NFL does have a great plan in place in terms of how their players are compensated, the different rules that they have in place. But the thing I love about being a college football coach is the relationship you have with young people. And I'm not saying in the NFL you don't have that type of relationship, but this is what I love to do. More than anything, more than the money, more than all the things that go along with college athletics, I love the relationship and the life building skills that you can really help young people with that are 18 to 22 years old. And so that's what attracts me to this profession, this job, this place is more than anything, the impact you can make on young people.
Marcus Freeman, a couple minutes left with the Notre Dame head football coach here, and of the kids that are coming your way, or at least committed to coming your way, the one I want to ask you about how you landed him, 6 foot, 390-pound receiver out of Atlanta. How did you land Jerome Bettis Jr., Marcus? How did you pull this one off, Marcus?
I tell you what, that was the hardest recruiting pitch we had to give to get a guy to commit.
Is that right?
I remember sitting in a room probably a year ago or 2 years ago with Jerome Bettis Jr. and his father, Bryce Young and his father, Bryant Young, who was an NFL Pro Hall of Famer, and James Flanagan and his father, Jim Flanagan, who played in the NFL. And I remember saying, if we can't convince you three that this is the right place for you and your future, then we got a long way to go in terms of recruiting, because your fathers are living examples of what we're trying to sell in terms of having success to the utmost degree in your athletic careers, but also setting yourself up for life after football because of the education, because of network here at Notre Dame offers you. And so to get all three of those guys signed, two of them were signed yesterday. Bryce was in our program this past season, to me was so important, because we got to make sure that the guys that understand this place, because their fathers or somebody else may have went here, we got to make sure we get those guys in Notre Dame.
I don't know. I think maybe you're being too humble, to be straight up with you, Coach, because, you know, I remember Michael Irvin telling me about he's once upon a time told his kids there are three things you can't change. You can't change who your family is. You can't change your religion. And you cannot change that you are going to the University of Miami. That's what he said to me years ago. And I'm just wondering if Bettis, Jerome, JB is cut from the same cloth. I kind of feel that he is, to be honest with you. You know,
listen, we can look at it from an outsider's perspective, and his son is coming to Notre Dame. I don't know what those private conversations were at home, but all that matters to me is that his son is coming here.
Fantastic. So, all right, before I let you go, what is your general sense? I know you'll play whoever you're going to play. I understand that, and that you'll find that out this weekend. But what is your sense of how this will work out, college football playoff, as to who's coming to South Bend? What are the chess pieces you're looking at right here?
Yeah, I think, Coach, you're going to really pay attention to all of the conference championship games, because they're all going to have an impact. And, you know, if there's upsets, they're all – every seeding's going to change, right, and who you play and where you're at. But if there are no upsets, it's going to be interesting to see the teams that lose, where they're going to be ranked, because I think the college football playoff committee has been adamant about not penalizing teams for being in a conference championship game. But what does that mean for us as a team? Right now, I think we're currently the sixth seed, mm-hmm. as the last came out, right? I think we were ranked fifth, mm-hmm. But the sixth seed, you know, and do we become the fifth seed, depending on what happens after these championship rounds, or does something happen where I hope that doesn't happen, that we go down. And so I'm looking at this bracket you have up now. It has us playing Alabama. And again, we'll see. Oh, I thought, hey, it's going to either be the Big 12 champion or, you know, maybe Alabama, but now you can't figure it out. You can't figure out what the college football playoff committee is really going to decide. And so it's going to be a fun weekend, a fun Saturday of watching college football and watching other coaches stress a little bit. I'm going to enjoy it. And then Sunday we'll find out who our opponent is.
Where are you watching? You watching home? Are you at home surrounded by family, or you're in the office? Where are you watching?
We'll practice Saturday.
Okay.
I don't know what time I'll get out of the office. You know, if I can go home and maybe watch a game with my kids, I will. But I know a lot of our players have talked about getting together here at our football facility and watching some of the games together. So if that's the case, then I'm pretty sure I'll be around those guys.
And it's entirely possible, as I mentioned, it could be an all Indiana first round too, right? If the Hoosiers come visit South Bend, that would be off the charts. I know, Coach, right? No? Or you
that would be good. That would be good. That would be, listen, great for college football. But, you know, this weather, we got to use this weather as a home field advantage, you know. And so maybe a team that's coming from 50, 60, 70 degree weather coming to snow, then that's truly going to be a home field advantage.
Okay. I like it. I like where you're going. I like it very much. Terrific, Coach. And if you're, you know, if the other way happens and Indiana comes in there, you could just Google them. You know that? You could just Google them to check out who they are, you know, right?
I like how you got that in there.
Coach, I always appreciate our chats. Thanks for the time. Really appreciate the 20 minutes. Thank you.
All right, Rich. Thank you, man. It's been a blast.
Same to you. Good luck to you. That's Notre Dame head football coach. And say hi to Jerome Bettis as well. One of my favorites is if you speak to him anytime soon. Thanks for the time. That's Marcus Freeman here on the Rich Eisen Show, everybody. A delightful chat. I think we spoke with him within 48 hours of him getting the gig, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think
so,
yeah. I think you're right.
And now here we are on the verge of being, hey, if Penn State loses, how do you not give a one-loss team the opportunity to be the five seed, right?
Let's not put that out there, Ricky Bobby.
Nice. right?
Can't disagree.
But, yeah.
We'll take a break and we'll discuss this at length, because I want to revisit the way it's all laying out for college football playoffs. And if there weren't the constraint, for lack of a better phrase, of the top four spots, the bye weeks must go to a conference champion, would Notre Dame get one? Like, let's have that conversation. Is which teams would get it if you remove that filter from the process? The MLS Cup and Taylor Twellman, however, making its way to the studio. As many of you clearly know, I love going to watch football live. There's nothing like it. Whether it's college football or professional football, there's nothing quite like the excitement of being in the stadium. And Game Time tickets and Game Time picks through Game Time is exactly your way and your gateway to getting the seat that you want and the experience that you'll never forget. Game Time Picks is a new curation feature that filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't waste a single second searching through thousands of tickets. The all-in pricing feature, that's my favorite. You get to see your total upfront, no surprise fees at checkout. With Game Time, you'll always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Take the guesswork right out of buying tickets right now with Game Time. Download the Game Time app. Create an account. Use my code of Eisen for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account. Redeem my code EISEN. Boom, $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify. With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts are going abandoned and way more sales happening. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skins uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Westwood One, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Westwood One to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Westwood One.
I will say this.
Yes.
I am a man that knows when he's defeated.
Yes.
I was beaten this year.
Yes.
So my business manager was supposed to have the hat for us. He did not.
Oh, we're throwing Jamal. Who are we throwing under the bus right now?
He did not bring
that. Who is thrown under the bus by the bus just right now?
He didn't even show his face. I was willing to wear this hat. He had it made up.
Well, he told me that the hat that he made up had the final score.
No, he had the hat on there. Whatever. It was a hat. I don't know what that
The hat is supposed to read the following.
I am going to listen to this. Okay. Hear this.
Yes.
Hail to the victors, valiant hail to the conquering heroes, hail, hail to Michigan, the leaders and best.
Wow.
That is for you only.
Wow.
You know it.
I honestly
took for me to do that.
I honestly can't have thought of anything else that you would do that would make me think that you would not have to follow through on your end of the wager, which is wear an I should have gone to Michigan hat on the vaunted field of Notre Dame with touchdown Jesus behind you. But do I let him out of that end of the bet now?
He's good. That was pretty epic, actually. And he nailed all the words.
Well, he grew up in the state of Michigan. He should know them. He should know them.
I mean, that was like 40 years ago.
I did not know them. I had to look them up to make sure I was saying it correctly for you.
Also, I'm getting visions of, like, Jerome practicing before he came out here.
That did sound rehearsed.
Yeah, it sounded rehearsed. That was great.
That took a lot out of me.
Great job, Jerome.
You know that.
That was awesome. That was awesome.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Ah, yes. YouTube.com/Rich Eisen Show for all of my bragging. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Those who are on our Roku Sports Channel feed, stream, can see. Let me describe to the radio audience. Sitting on the desk in advance of Taylor Twellman's arrival is the 2024 MLS Cup. The latest championship trophy to be sitting on the desk here at the Rich Eisen Show.
That is beautiful.
Isn't it? A little larger than I thought.
Yes.
Why did I think it was going to be like World Cup size?
Well, the World Cup is one of those trophies that is kind of underwhelming when you see it in person.
The fact
in terms of size.
Right here.
By the way, is it now what you're holding? We've had a couple of guests here thinking
think
that
real.
It is the real
it's the actual size.
World Cup trophy. Is it
yes,
true?
Yes, because I've held the World Cup because I've worked them. Yeah.
Wait a minute. You hold a second. You have held the World Cup trophy.
Yeah, we've had it at Fox, at Pico.
Okay.
I've actually seen that a couple times, too, when I did MLS.
Right. But so that
this
is
definitely the size.
That's the real size.
Yeah.
Okay. But not the real trophy.
That is beautiful.
This is the size of, like, the Larry O'Brien.
It's big.
Yeah.
Let's see. A little smaller in height the Larry O'B. A little wider.
It's definitely wider.
Than Larry O'B.
I mean, they got the wings here. This is what you can grab onto it.
That's cool.
That
I like
you can hoist it, right?
I like that.
Okay. So
when I take a picture with it later, I'll be able to, compare all the sizes.
Oh, is that what you're going to be able to do?
Sure. Why not?
Okay.
Yeah. And your team won't win.
Well, I don't.
What does that mean?
Well, if you take a picture with it.
Oh, is that?
I'm going to break this cycle.
It truly is the dumbest thing.
Except that it's foolproof.
Superstition is such a waste of time.
I think that not touching it is.
Superstition is such a waste of time.
Hey, Rich, Stevie Wonder would disagree with you.
No, okay. Listen, man, I understand when you're the coach and.
You don't want to touch it.
No, it's not that, not touch it, okay? It's you don't want to give off the impression that the journey is over when it's, say, with all due respect, the Lamar Hunt trophy for the AFC championship, and you're Bill Belichick, and you're about the Super Bowl trophies. Do you remember the time he received it, I believe, from Jim Nance after beating somebody for the 10th straight time in the AFC championship game, and he just handed it off like it was just like a tray pass? No, I don't want any of those hors d'oeuvres. Do you want some?
I don't want
okay. Like it was, he just, you remember that? He just handed it off?
Yeah.
Well, football players don't want to touch the Lombardi.
But listen, it's the impression of the journey's not over. Okay? That's what it is. And in the case of the Super Bowl,
yeah,
every year they used to do this. I don't know if they still do it anymore. They have the dual press conference of both head coaches.
Yeah.
The Friday before the Super Bowl, do it together, and they have them take a picture in front of the Lombardi trophy, or they're standing behind it, both on either side of the trophy that they're going for, and neither of them want to look at it because that, to them, brings on the idea that they are 100% assuming they're going to win. Some might be superstitious about it. But fans saying, I don't want to take a picture with the trophy because it will jinx my team, is the silliest thing I've ever heard of.
I get it.
Yeah, but that's what fans are.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Fans are fanatic. Yeah. I mean, what do you mean?
No, I understand that. But it's like, listen.
You wear why would you wear the same shirt to the game? Why would you sit in the same spot?
I used to do that.
Because you think it helps.
It's fun. I used to do that. As a kid, I used to watch the Yankees.
I still do stuff like that.
In the same spot on my bed, watching on the black and white television. I'm dating myself.
I'm super.
But that's what I used to do.
I am.
But you're a grown ass man now, Mike.
I am very.
Am I wrong?
I am very super.
If I asked people to call in, would they most like what would it be? 9 out of 10 would tell me I'm wrong.
I don't know.
I think it'd be pretty split.
844-204-RICH number to dial. Like, what's the craziest thing? Superstition.
Wow. Totoro. Look what everything he does. Exactly. Every time he comes in here, he makes a guy get out of a chair or takes off his shirt.
Yeah, how's that helped?
I'm just saying.
Like right now, if I knew it would help the Yankees signing Juan Soto.
What would you do? Instead, what would you do for Klondike Bar? Yeah. What would you do for the Yankees to re-sign Juan Soto?
What does that mean? What would I do?
I thought that was a question.
If you told me it would help to wipe my face the same way or sit in a chair in a certain way.
Would you cut off your pinky toe?
Of course not. Of course I wouldn't do that.
To sign Soto that guarantees 3 world championships.
Oh, yeah. Cut off my 15 years.
No, I wouldn't do that.
And there are fans that would.
Get the knife.
There are Yankee fans that would cut off their pinky toe.
I do.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
So wait a minute.
Yes.
Hold on a second.
What you need the pinky toe for, man?
Hold on a second.
You don't wear flip-flops?
Are you telling me? Hold on a second. If somehow, some way, in the negotiation, Scott Boras is sitting there with Hal Steinbrenner, right now.
Yes.
Right now it's happening.
It could be. It could be.
And the money's right. Mm-hmm. The years are right.
Everything's right.
And Scott Boras turns to Hal Steinbrenner and says, there's one last thing.
I'm going to need that toe.
Victor from River Avenue in the Bronx has got to deliver me his pinky toe.
Yep. And guess what?
Victor and
Vic immediately do it.
I don't know about that.
Guaranteed.
Aren't you a New Yorker? You know how crazy New Yorkers are.
Do you think people from the MLS are sitting in the back right now saying, I cannot believe they're having this conversation next to our beautiful chalice
that
somebody from the Galaxy or the Red Bull are going to hold up?
There is some Galaxy or Red Bull fan out there. They would do it for a title. They would not take a picture with it because they think it would jinx them.
Yep. It would mean more because it's football. So cutting off a toe would mean much more.
I don't denigrate. All I'm saying is I would not give up. Would you give up your pinky toe for the Red Sox to sign Juan Soto?
Well, we've won a lot this century.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? It's different than us.
How dare this man roll his eyes when I take every opportunity to troll on The Ohio State, which he knows is filled with arrogant, entitled, delusional people that deserve it.
No, not
that
anymore.
Deserve what I'm doing. By the way, I'm not looking at him. I'm looking over the MLS cup.
I can barely see you
directly at you, TJ,
because it's so
big.
For
this assistance, how dare this man roll his eyes at me when I have now flipped a script on him, and his response is, "Well, we've won a lot."
Well, those are just the facts of the case.
Okay, so are the facts of the case is that Michigan shouldn't have been 4-0 in the last 4 games because they lost 5 in a row and they shouldn't have won this one.
Done a great job.
And I am pointing this out and that the fact that they did shows off grit, gumption, and excitement, and I will take any shot I can at them, and you roll your eyes at ever. How many days of this are left? How many days of this are left?
But, I mean, you know.
This guy. Would you cut off your pinky toe if it meant 3 championships and Juan Soto?
I'd think about it.
Yeah, see? I like you thinking, Brockman.
Really? You'd walk around with 9 toes for the rest of your life.
What do I need it for? You can get a peg toe put on.
A peg toe.
You know what I mean? It's like
Brockman's peg toe is a new fantasy team name.
One of those 3D printers.
Write it down. Brockman's peg toe.
Get a toe built.
Brockman's Soto Pegto.
Let me tell you what I would do.
It's a new fantasy name. What would you do?
For the Mets?
Yeah.
To win three championships.
Yeah, and get Soto. You'd give up your pinky toe?
I would give up a big toe.
Whoa! You've got up. You've raised.
That's life-changing. That's life-changing.
But that's what you might not be able to walk.
That's
right.
Affecting the way you walk.
Yeah. The big toe.
I already got balance, my personal lean when I walk. You know what I'm saying? So I already got a nice little glide.
Here's what I'm saying. What would a Bills fan do? Or what would a Detroit
foot?
Fan?
Right a foot. Now? The whole foot.
844-204 inch number to dial.
The ankle.
Why do we have to disfigure ourselves? Let them play. Let them play and trust in the process that got them to the point where they can hoist the MLS Cup. Why must one disfigure themselves? Why is that the ultimate sign of your fandom or love for the team or wanting good things to happen to the team that you love? Why?
Because that's
absurd.
That's a sign that shows how much of a fan you are.
No, it's not a sign. It's a sign of you're disfiguring yourself.
If you ain't willing to cut off an appendage, then you won't really rock with the squad.
What the hell is your malfunction?
Take it. Take all nine of them.
You're caught up on land, man. I mean, some things you don't really need.
Yeah, Tommy Norris wouldn't hesitate.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not caught up on it. Spoiler alert.
Oh. Well, Ronnie Lott.
I got a lot going on at home, Chris.
Ronnie Lott and Tommy Norris.
The hours of 9 and 11 at night.
Okay. Ronnie Lott's proof.
Yeah. The kids.
Ronnie Lott didn't care about a pinky.
Yeah, Ronnie Lott didn't care.
What's the matter with people?
Won him Super Bowl.
844-204 Rich. I want to hear from you.
To win that cup on your... take the pinky.
I'll just say this. As you know, in my position, I say it all the time. It's good to ask the question you already can sense the answer to or you already know the answer to, right? And you're trying to elicit that answer.
Yeah.
I think asking people to call in and ask what body part they'd be willing to cut off is a bad idea.
Mike Vrabel said he would cut off his manhood for a Super Bowl.
You can't get much worse than that.
He would bob it himself.
Yeah, remember that?
He said that to the boys.
Yeah, like 4 years ago he said that.
To win a Super Bowl.
Yes. That's a commitment right there.
All right. Now,
you wouldn't even cut off a toe.
A very crucial thing's going to happen in 30 seconds. Taylor Twellman's going to come out, and the MLS people will either come out and with this bewildered, distasteful look.
They might just take it.
Or tune in to see if they're going to take their cup back.
We're sorry.
Isn't Twellman a masshole?
Stop it.
He knows all about this. He would do it for Soto, too.
That's exactly what he just yelled at Tim from the back, folks.
It's a problem.
Yes, he did.
My World with Jeff Jarrett takes wrestling fans behind the scenes, along with King of the Mountain, Conrad Thompson.
I wanted to ask you about what you know, if anything, on the new WWE ID program, where they're apparently going to be working with some independent wrestlers.
My encouragement to any independent wrestler out there, build your value and then understand your value, and then you create your own leverage. There's no substitute for hard work and getting over.
My World with Jeff Jarrett, wherever you listen.